I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Street protests all across the country are bringing together big crowds at a time when social distancing is needed to stem the tide of coronavirus. To talk about it, we're joined by Dr. Chris Colbert, ER doctor, director of the Emergency Medicine Residency Program at UIC here in Chicago. Doctor, appreciate you being with us. What are medical professionals thinking, saying, encouraging people to do as they've seen all of these large crowds?
Hey, Cisco. Again, thanks for having me. There are some recommendations that we are making. Number one, face mask. And our humble suggestion as well is to use hand sanitizer, take hand sanitizer with you. It's somewhat unrealistic to ask for 6 feet. If at all possible, to maintain 3 feet of distance. And if you are sick in any way, shape, or form, please refrain from demonstrating.
So what are you seeing in ER rooms these days? Are you still seeing COVID patients? What are you seeing?
We are seeing COVID patients, and there's a very nice return to what we're seeing, as in we're seeing our regular patients that have chest pain, that have abdominal pain as well. At one point, those patients did not feel comfortable coming into the emergency room due to the COVID concern. Now with specific policies and better triage as well, we have a better way of identifying those patients and making it more of a comfortable place for patients to come to the ER to seek medical management.
Because was that one of the dangers during the height of the pandemic, is people who otherwise would have come to the emergency room did not?
That was a huge concern. It was, and a very honest concern for patients as well, is the transmission of COVID in high risk populations or settings, i.e. hospitals or large populations, i.e. protests and or large graduations. The higher you increase the people together, the increased risk of transmission.
So as far as the ERs, are you getting COVID patients there? Is that still something that's a concern?
We're still getting COVID patients, and we are definitely still remain on high alert for those patients. We are definitely getting COVID patients. We are having more of a control over what comes into the ED as well.
Good insight. Really appreciate you being with us. That is Dr. Chris Colbert. He's an ER doctor, also directs the Emergency Medicine Residency Program at UIC, kind of giving us an idea of how things are going in ERs these days.